I'll call the Finance Committee of the Benton County Library to order. Adopt or approve the, or amend the agenda. Anything changes?
Move approval.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The minutes, they're in the packet. Hope if you had time to look at them. Another approval.
I'd move that.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the July 20, 2021 minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 2021 budget projections on page 5. This is just an informational only.
Current spending indicates an anticipated surplus of approximately $244,000 at the end of the year. Operating revenues are projected to have a deficit of about $100,000, and expenditures are projected to be underspent by $343,000 after we remove those employer HRA contributions into that custodial fund that we set up at the beginning of the year. Contributing factors to the revenues deficit are fewer fines and fees being collected versus what was budgeted, and continued low interest rate on our CDs and savings accounts. The monthly average for fines has increased slightly, but is still coming in at $5,000 a month below the income estimate for 2021. And the remaining interest earnings for the year are approximately $3,700, so that line is going to be about 45% received at year end. On the expense side, most of the underspending is primarily due to staffing turnover and vacancies. This is affecting the expenses associated with employee benefits and increases the employer costs for things like recruitment, payroll services, and benefit administration that you can see are all slightly over what was budgeted. There's also lingering COVID effects for things like in-house staff training, which has been postponed, increased virtual training sessions. There's also less travel, fewer deliveries, and reduced notices being sent as circulation recovers from the pandemic. One thing of note, the new vehicle that we ordered in April is not yet in production because Ford is having supply issues and plant shutdowns. The original July delivery is now estimated to be late October or sometime in November. So because of that, new tires and brakes have been put on the transit van that we're replacing because driver safety is of utmost importance. And finally, if current trends continue, we would expect to present a designation recommendation at the November meeting to supplant any 2023 budget with the surplus, if any, available in the 2021 budget. Did anybody have any questions on these?
Questions for Amy? Comments? Wow, I guess you really did a good job here.
Thanks.
The certificate of deposit investment plan, that's on page 11. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at that. Amy, you want to take that?
Sure. As we discussed at the last committee meeting, the goals of the certificate of deposit plan are to invest in service communities and to increase the overall rate of return for the CD portfolio, which is currently at 0.11%. To begin the new strategy, the following financial institutions were chosen to give Great River investment representation in 5 of our 6 counties by year end and are being presented as part of the consent agenda this evening at the board meeting. So the 4 that we've chosen thus far are the Bank of Elk River, Minnesota National Bank, Stearns Bank, and Falcon National Bank. In July, Mr. Bauerschmidt had asked about preferred rates. When I was doing my research, none of these institutions will offer that without having an extensive relationship, which means moving everything over to them. Several are willing to match local competitors' rates, and those are running around 0.3 to 0.65 for 12 and 18-month terms, compared to Magic that is offering 0.06 for a 12-month. So there is a lot of benefit to going this way. To expand the plan into all six counties, I'll keep researching institutions and present more with the annual financial designations in January, if we like the way this program is going. The deposit and investment policy has also been revised and will be a part of the new business portion of tonight's meeting. It's been updated for clarification, adds NCUA as an approved government insurer of deposits, so for credit unions, that's what they use, and adds Minnesota state statute references for approved public funds investments. So it just clarifies and cleans up that policy a little bit. Before we continue to ask the committee for approval, we know that Ed is a member of the advisory board at Falcon, and Jane is a shareholder at the Bank of Elk River. Are there any other committee members that have stakeholder relationships at any of these institutions that were mentioned?
What do you mean by stakeholders?
Being a part of
their boards or
their
something?
Boards or okay. Being a shareholder, having a, okay. a family member or as an employee.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? I guess what amounts are we going to invest? Are we going to do it on a random deal or?
Well, right now we're opening certificates at $248,000. Every time we purchase one. The nice thing about going local is that many of these banks are offering monthly interest checks. So okay. We could open the account at $250,000, still have that maximum FDIC insurance, not be required to have them offer us additional collateral in order to invest there. And then we would get a monthly interest check instead of a quarterly one. It would be deposited right into our account. So the account would always stay level at $250,000. And then we would just start purchasing those CDs at that amount.
Are we allowed to purchase more than one CD per bank, or are we?
Well, at this point, the way the FDIC insurance and the NCUA insurance works, it is by bank, so it's not by branch. So
okay.
We can't go. So if we had one bank with an open accounts at three branches, we wouldn't be covered.
Okay.
We'd have to do individual institutions.
But we need a fair amount of institutions if we're going to.
Correct.
Any other questions? Comments? This is an action item.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second. I'll call the question and then I'll abstain from voting. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I abstain. Carried.
Thanks for all your work on that,
yeah.
Jamie. That's a lot.
Thank you.
The regional telephone system request on page 13. Who's going to handle that one? Jay?
Yeah, I can handle that. So basically, we got put in a position of needing a different phone system for St. Cloud. The city of St. Cloud currently operates our phone system. They are upgrading their phone system, but at the same time, they're shedding all third-party customers, so to speak. So, for example, the Paramount, they recently went out and got a different phone system, and that's what we're doing, too. It seemed like a good opportunity to look at the regional system, phone system as a whole, especially with some of the things that we've learned and started doing differently throughout the pandemic. For example, we've got the hotline where there's one number and then a lot of different branches will answer it. So one phone system makes a lot of sense for that. I went out and got quotes from three organizations, and what you have before you is the result. Basically, what you're looking at is the lowest quote with a little bit of room for changes, so to speak, before actual implementation. That would be the annual amount is what you're seeing here. We will be able to transfer calls between locations. We'll be able to, if we want, have a calling tree. We're very careful about that. We don't want to put somebody into a calling tree, hell kind of situation like so many organizations do, but if it makes sense and it's patron-friendly, we would do it. It would also allow us to do more with our hotline and scheduling that, and then it would be much better for any telecommuting situations because the person would be able to actually sign into their extension wherever they are, on a mobile device, at their desk at home, or in the office, obviously their desk phone would ring. We are looking at a 5-year contract, so that's why it's in front of you tonight. The total contract amount exceeds the threshold where we need board approval. I would take any questions if you have any.
Questions?
Mr. Chair, question I have, Jay, is that, is this quote, is this what City of St. Cloud is quoting us, the $17,000, or am I reading this again?
No, this quote is the vendor that came in with the lowest quotes.
And what vendor is that?
That's going to be Arbig.
So, they sent a quote. Who's they sent a quote involving a large capital outlay?
That was the city.
And what was their quote? Do we have that?
I want to say it's 50.
Yeah, it was around 50 just to get started. It's a little bit different with the City of St. Cloud because they're going to continue to manage their own system. So you have to pay all that capital out front, whereas with Arvig, they are managing the system. So really it's more of a subscription. And what's great about it is it's coming in well within what our telephone budget is right now, and we have a little bit of room to either save some money on phone or do some new and interesting things for our patrons.
And interesting things. I like that. Now, here's, so the $50,000 is per year by the City of St. Cloud versus $17,000, or is that $50,000 for the 5 years?
I believe that would have been year one because you've got the capital outlay, right, and then the operational expense.
And then year two could have been whatever.
Yeah, so I didn't have that number in front of me, yeah, so please don't hold me to it. I can actually find out what it is. But it was going to be a lot more than what you're looking at here.
Well, I can see the
Mr. Chair, Jay's support for this is?
Through Arbig.
Does it come free, or is it?
Yep, it's part of that $17,000.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair and Jay, what do we pay annually now to the city?
So, keep in mind, this number is for all of our libraries.
Yep. Got it.
I think we're around $6,000 for the City of St. Cloud
for St. Cloud.
This building. Yep.
Okay, this would be $17,000 for 32 branches.
Everywhere, yep.
Everywhere.
Yep, and
so this would cover.
Amy and Linda are really going to like it because we're going from, I don't know how many bills, not 32, but more than a couple.
There's almost 32, but that's just because some telephone companies are sending us 8-9 bills in invoices a month. So poor Linda is doing telephone bills weekly. So
okay.
Yeah, we have 12 vendors now, and they don't just send us 12 bills. They send us almost a bill per location. So there's a lot of there's some accounting time that's going to be saved here too.
So when are we looking at implementing this?
As soon as you guys give the approval, I'm sure Arbig would love to get started. They had said that depending on what their project load is, we could be implementing within 45 days of contract.
Is there an application? Arvig is more than familiar with 5G operation. Is there a role for that in this situation, or doesn't it apply?
We didn't have a discussion about 5G. Are you talking about being a 5G provider or a 5G antenna site or something like that? I think that would be a more appropriate question for the City of St. Cloud. They have a great deal of infrastructure. They actually partner very tightly with Arvig. I just had a discussion with Micah yesterday, and they're doing a lot with Arvig. So, and it's their building, too, here.
At the same time, if they came up with an attractive, unique product, let's say,
sure,
we could still tie into that,
yep,
in the future. I mean, what would drive a decision like that, obviously, is customer service possibilities.
So I can mention it when we talk as having them put their equipment into our sites if they're interested in doing that.
Yeah. So that.
Of course, when you're at the library, we've got our wireless, so we're still providing service for the patrons.
Yeah. I mean, granted that 5G is kind of a communication buzzword right now, but and it's here at some point. There'll be more applications available.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
A question on the service agreement with this company. If you've got a problem in Delano or St. Cloud, Cokato, does the service person come from the same place? And is there any kind of estimated time to get service since we're spread out to so many counties?
So they're first going to require us to go through the motions in solving any kind of issue, you know, Great River staff first, and then they would send out a tech if that's necessary. I don't know how many locations they have. They're headquartered in Perham.
Perham?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't think that's their only location. I think they have other locations around the state.
Well, I'd kind of like to see, I think, on a map where the service would come from, because it's such a large, 6 counties, and how long or what kind of wait time is there typically just to get that service? Kind of like to know a little more about that part.
So some of that's going to be, this will be voice over IP, so it'll be using our existing internet connections, and that those won't be ARBIG. ARBIG's providing the voice component and the equipment. So it will be, if there's an issue, it'll be a question, is it an issue with the equipment, or is it an issue with our internet provider, in which case we'd have to work with them.
ARBIG is located, they got one place on Highway 23, mm-hmm. just east of St. Cloud, and they do have, they bought out Allstate Communications a number of years ago, and they do have a location in the Twin Cities.
They're a growing enterprise.
They are.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think they own Melrose, too, don't they?
They did, but they might have sold that, right? Oh. It was for sale.
I think there's still...
Still ARBIG?
I think so, because we're on what used to be the Melrose phone company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if I may, Mr. Chair, it says approve a single vendor contract up to 5 years. So what did you mean by up to 5 years? Is it a five-year contract?
I had considered whether we'd go on and go with a shorter contract, but since I wrote this, I settled on 5 years. There was a potential of going for 3 years, but, of course, you pay more.
Okay.
It came down to... Once you have a phone system, you're not switching unless you really, really hate it,
right?
Because it's going to be a lot of work.
And
to really, really hate it, 5 years is a long time too.
Yeah. It is. It is. Yeah. I suspect that we wouldn't let that happen. ARBIG's in our communities. I don't think they're going to let that happen.
Right. I probably agree with you on that.
There's a better chance of that happening with some other nationwide somebody.
So this rate, we're guaranteed up to $17,000 per year, or every year now they can, this is the first year, second year, they can change
it? We'll be locked
it?
In locked for 5 years.
Okay.
We don't have any idea about the savings over our current system, do we?
Right now, Amy, do you remember what we've got in our telephone budget?
Right now in our telephone budget, we have $29,400, and we know that we'll expend that whole amount this year.
Okay.
Some of that is mobile devices, but not the majority of it by any chance. So we will save money. You should see a savings. Hopefully we can also do some good things for the patron that might add a little bit to the 17, depending on what we come up with.
And Jay, I know you're on board, but how about Karen and the rest of the staff? Is this something that we would look for?
Yeah, we're hoping that you guys pass it tonight because it would be a great improvement, and it saves money. It seems like the logical thing to do.
Well, I'm all into saving money.
And personally, it's one less thing we have to deal with the city of St. Cloud on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's they're going to want us off their system eventually.
Yeah, that's what that pricing sounds like. Well, if we have to put up with you, we're going to make it worth our while. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. They're
It's nice to disentangle ourselves from the city, but I still find them to be a valued partner. It's just nice to have clear, where we can, vendor-customer relationships, and it's hard to do that when you're working with another government entity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just gets so complicated. And it will solve Dave's long-held pet peeve. Our outgoing phone calls will no longer say City of St. Cloud. Yeah. We'll actually say Great River Regional Library when this is done.
That's good.
Yeah. It took us, but I don't know, 5 years.
It kind of throws you for a loop when you call and it says City of St. Cloud. Like, whoops, I must have dialed the wrong number. You know, so.
Any other questions, comments? This is an action item.
I'd move approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve going with the proposed contract with ARVIC, I believe it is, on a region-wide telephone service. Any other questions, comments? Otherwise, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And our next meeting is November 16th. We are adjourned.